The Nevada legislature is set to consider several bills in the upcoming 2023 session that will affect Native Americans in the state. One is free entry to state parks for tribal members who live there. Assemblyman Howard Watts III, Democrat from Las Vegas, says most tribes in Nevada never signed a treaty. They were just displaced from their ancestral homeland. We want to make sure people have access and can enjoy those areas without financial barriers. The other is a bill regarding tribal liaisons. The bill draft, introduced in the interim Natural Resources Committee, aims to support the hiring of tribal members to state government for tribal liaison positions. Two lawsuits could threaten the sovereignty of indigenous nations. Plaintiffs claim the Indian Child Welfare Act and the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act are racially discriminatory against non-Indigenous people. A lawsuit in Washington State and another case before the U.S. Supreme Court are part of a coordinated campaign that experts say is pushing once fringe legal theories to the nation's highest court and represents the most serious challenge to tribal sovereignty in over 50 years. The first argues that gaming compacts between Washington State and tribes are based on race and therefore discriminate unconstitutionally against people who run non-tribal casinos. The most prominent of the cases, argued before the U.S. Supreme Court in November, focuses on the right of Native American families to have preference over non-Native families in the adoption placements of Native kids. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center. Thank you.